This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, the Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, heard across America on some of America's great radio stations, and also across the Caribbean, and streaming on live on the Internet and the satellite all around the world. Now, a special shout-out always goes to our active-duty military and our veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Custom and Border Patrol officers, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders on the bridges, too. Thanks for all that you do. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, or check out the all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was formed and organized under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, today is the day that Attorney General Barr heads on up to the Hill. He's going to be talking about what the Department of Justice has been doing with the federal buildings and whatnot. He's going to get all kinds of questions about, well, look, what are you doing? You're doing this and you're doing that. No. The mayors, the Democratic mayors in these Democratic-run cities are not doing their part. And in effect, I'll go so far as to say they're aiding and abetting people, the likes of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, to tear their cities up.
Well, yeah, what other conclusion can we really come to,
Jackson?
That's
right. That's right.
You know, by simply watching what's happening on our screens and seeing even what the mayors and the governors are saying. And it certainly is disconnected entirely, it would seem, from any kind of actual, real, organic protests about the death of George Floyd. And that's what I think Attorney General Barr is going to be hitting very strongly.
Yep.
When he gives his testimony.
And I have a nominee for the Moron of the Year Award. Here he is.
It is true. There's violence across the whole country. Do you disavow the violence from Antifa that's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth. It's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
Sure, there's videos everywhere online. There's fires and riots. They're throwing fireworks at federal officers. DHS is there. Look online. It gets crazy, Mr. Nadler.
Jerry Nadler, it's only a myth.
I mean, it's a very serious issue.
What a moron.
It's laughable what he just
said. He's the moron of the year.
Well, I mean, honestly, does he really believe that nobody is doing what I just said? We're all watching our screens, our televisions, our tablets, our cell phones. We're seeing what's actually happening with our own eyes. And yet he's trying to sort of, well, I guess, you know, Captain, this is the same guy who was looking for Russian collusion. So
still
yeah,
is.
So
is it Schiff.
And so is Schiff. So I guess maybe they live in a weird sort of odd, you know, different universe world or something where what they believe is, you know, really true or something.
Well, let the negotiations begin, because now Senator Mitch McConnell late yesterday afternoon unveiled the $1 trillion COVID relief proposal from the White House and the Senate. Right away, Chuck Schumer said, we're not going to accept this. It's not enough. It's just not going to do enough.
Well, it's not going to do enough to perpetuate the Democrats' ability to try to get more people dependent on the government rather than actually self-sufficient. And this is, you know, and to some it sounds sort of counterintuitive, but the extra $600 was actually not helping people get back to their jobs, because we saw proof in the pudding. They weren't going back to their jobs, even when their jobs were available in many cases.
Look, if you got furloughed, or if you got laid off from McDonald's or Wendy's or Kentucky Fried Chicken or Taco Bell or any of the other fast food chains, and you were making $8 or $9 or $10 an hour on a 40-hour week, that's $400. All you were going to get was about 70% of your pay on unemployment under the standard way they do it. So that's $280, maybe $300 a week. So they've added $600 on top of that. Now you're up to almost $900, or maybe over $900 on top of what you were getting paid, which is about $400. You're making double being unemployed. Why would you want to go back to work?
Well, see, exactly right. And what that does, it literally perpetuates the Democrats' agenda in order, as I said, to get more people used to the idea of being dependent on the government. They also have the ability then, Captain, to be able to say, President Trump, so many people are on unemployment still, you know, this kind of thing, and be able to, again, parlay that into their own devices. And it's really reprehensible. Having a job and building a robust economy is good for everybody.
And there are jobs out there, because the same jobs that they left behind are there ready to go back to.
In many, many cases. That's exactly right. And also, I mean, other things are starting to pop up as well. But it's still a very, very difficult post-COVID-19 world, though. But again, hopefully the Democrats will decide that they're going to be able to get something passed for the American people and not make everybody suffer and wait, because a lot of people can't wait.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And oh, by the way, President Trump is seeking a vaccine. We're going to tell you about the fact that there's a bunch of people out there that have been testing a vaccine, and there's some good news coming on the horizon. Well, let's know what it is when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, as always, is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I use religiously, have been for about 4 years now. And it's part of an integrated health plan that I use for me to help reduce the inflammation I have related to arthritis. And the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation to lower and even eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. First of all, it's 100% drug-free. Second of all, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. It comes in convenient individual packets that also helps support healthy joints and muscles. And all you got to do is get on the 3-week quick start for $19.95, and you'll know by the end of the third week what it's going to do for you. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And try the $19.95 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we get to our caller, President Trump right now is on a full speed ahead course for a vaccine. There are 10,000 people that are currently testing a vaccine. Did you know that?
Yes, I've heard that, yes.
Yeah, now we don't know who they are or what it is they're testing, but we do know there's a vaccine that's out there right now, and it's being tested by 10,000 people. They leaked some information yesterday, and so far it's working.
And that is very, very good news. And as I understand too, Captain, I believe that either way, they would be manufacturing these doses of these vaccines so they can hit the ground running when the good one presents itself.
And now we're going to go to the phone line because I think I've got Ian on the telephone line. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, it sure is. How you doing?
I'm doing. What's up?
All right, I got 2 points. The first one about McConnell and Pelosi, and there's all this horse trading and proposals going back and forth about this additional spending.
Right.
Look, the Democrats are making out like they're for the working man and the little person. They might have been 50, 60, 100 years ago, but not now.
Right.
The one of their main constituencies, and I'm never come out and say this, is the trial lawyers.
Yep.
The suit and lawyer bars. They're scared to death that the Republicans are going to pass a bill, which I support, to limit lawsuits for the COVID-19 scam.
Yep.
Okay? And that's what's really striking fear into the heart of the Democrats. All the rest of this is nonsense about them caring about the little guys and the healthcare workers and all that.
Yep.
And it's all about the money, okay? They don't want their grift coming to an end. And also about these so-called riots, the so-called revolution, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's no revolution. This is phony, astroturf. Yeah, I mean, it's real. I'm not saying they're crisis actors. It's actually going on. This is bankrolled and directed from the elite, the people that rule over us. This is the elites fighting one another. These people out on the streets don't have a blank to you-know-what in, mm-hmm. and the windows are filled out of, okay? Mm-hmm. And all this is, if it was a real revolution, there'd be power cut off, they'd be taking down the Federal Reserve banks, and they'd be raiding military bases. This is a phony ersatz revolution
mm-hmm.
that's supported by corporations, academia, the media, portions of the ruling class. No, no, no. It's just a great big bait and switch to get people like me to go out and go on a hunting spree, and we don't want to take that bait.
Yep.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, and Ian is spot on with a lot of what he just said there. I was waiting for him to mention the name George Soros because George Soros has committed $50 million to getting rid of Donald Trump this year. $50 million.
Well, exactly, and this is a game for all the marbles that people like Soros are playing. And you know, what we're going to see, of course, is I think we're going to see a lot of people come out and vote for Donald Trump, vote for law and order, vote for making sure that people have opportunity, making sure that we don't turn into some kind of weird socialist, hellhole. I mean, this is really serious.
Yeah, and the other thing is when you talk about what's going on in the streets and the people that are behind it and all that stuff. Nancy Pelosi came out yesterday and said that she was definitely against having the public liability portion of the protection for the businesses so they couldn't get sued over the COVID-19 thing.
Right.
She did not support that, did not want that in this bill. And she came right out. That was one of the first things that she said. Now, that jives with what Ian just said about the trial lawyers.
Well, exactly, and I think that has a lot of merit.
Yeah.
And also, you know, Captain, what they need to do is they need to be able to provide some kind of liability protection, only because businesses already are suffering so badly. You might minimize liability, but you wouldn't minimize responsibility. If businesses weren't being responsible with cleaning and sanitizing and these kinds of things, well, then there might be a case to make for more liability.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to do, or I think mm-hmm. what the Republicans want to do, is try to get rid of the people who are going to take advantage and make a lawsuit.
And speaking of trial lawyers, that leads me into Brian Stutler from CNN. After the winning of the agreement between Mr. Nicholas Sandman and CNN for the defamation suit that CNN settled financially with Mr. Sandman, the arrangement was CNN could say nothing, Sandman could say nothing, there was a gag order, And all of a sudden, Brian Stetler yesterday, with his infinite wisdom, tweeted something that was said by a lawyer, which brought it all back out into the forefront, which now lines him up to be fired by CNN because he violated the terms of the agreement.
Well, right, Captain, and one can only speculate about what consequences there would be, even financially, perhaps, if there was a breach of the contract that was...
Well, one of them was if anybody said anything, they were to be fired, and that was in the agreement, and Stetler tweeted something. Again, I never thought Stetler was very smart to begin with, but this proves it.
Well, I think you're right, and it's so sad, Captain, because... I guess folks like Brian Stetler, they just can't help themselves. You got to move on. If you have
well, there'll be a position for him at MSNBC, won't there?
Probably so. Yeah,
doing about the same thing. But the fact of the matter is the guy did something he wasn't supposed to, and right away the lawyer for Mr. Sandman is saying, violated the terms of the agreement, and we are going to exercise our option, and you people are going to have to do what the judge told you would happen if you did that.
Well, that's right. And what was the settlement? It was something like $250 million. Yeah, and this other attorney...
That's the second settlement. He had one before that.
That's right. And this attorney that Stetler retweeted said something about it was a nuisance payment.
Mm.
That's one heck of a nuisance payment, if you ask me. That sounds like a settlement.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And like I say, Stetler turned around and tweeted it. Now, the other thing that we're hearing right now is on top of everything else, Bernie Sanders and his delegates may walk out of the convention or at least disavow themselves of the Democratic Party because they want Medicare for all and nothing less in that platform.
Well, you know, Captain, Bernie Sanders, he must feel like the cat that ate the canary because he didn't get the nomination, but yet he really is in a massively powerful position to influence the platform. And you don't think he'll really walk? I think he would, if he's not getting exactly what he wants, because again, he's got a cause. He's not trying to get a candidate elected. He has a transformation in mind.
Right.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised. But I do think that Biden has been capitulating, shall we say, a lot to the so-called progressive agenda, which is the so-called Democrat socialist agenda, which where we all know where that leads. And so I think Bernie Sanders is going to start throwing his weight around on this. And it's going to cause a lot of consternation. And that's where the story is, Captain, as we go through these conventions.
Yeah. And again, the Democrats, with all this stuff that's going on, the rioting in the streets, which, by the way, it's a myth.
Right.
The rioting in the streets. And by the way, they were going at it again last night in both Seattle and Portland. Don't know to what extent yet, but we'll find out a little bit later. Okay, folks, hold that thought. I'll be right back with Kyle right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
What are starting as peaceful protests are being upended by violence across the country as intense clashes broke out in multiple cities focused on police brutality. In Austin, Texas, 100 people were marching when shots rang out, killing 28-year-old Garrett Foster. In Aurora, Colorado, a blue jeep barreled through a sea of protesters. And in Portland, Oregon, where Governor Kate Brown and Mayor Ted Wheeler have turned their backs on the local police, Department of Homeland Security Director Chad Wolf said that Portland needs to cooperate with federal officials.
Portland is very different. What we see in Portland is a city completely out of control. We see city leadership there has fostered an environment that allows these criminals to do this absolutely untouched. It's time for Portland to join other responsible cities around this country to address this violence. We need Portland to step up to the plate and work with us to address violent criminal activity occurring every night.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is a website. And you can go to their website, type in your zip code, and they'll ask you if you want to speak to an agent or if you want to get a quote, whatever it is you want to do. And for your car or your truck that you're driving or maybe your motorcycle, maybe you have an RV you drive around or a boat or whatever, maybe an ATV, I don't know, whatever you use to drive around with, they're all can be covered by Geico. And also, if you have homeowners insurance or renters insurance, you can get a quote there for that. So get a quote for the vehicle you're driving. Get a quote for your homeowners and or your renters policy, because when you bundle that together, you will save money. And you might be surprised at the amount of money you'll save at Geico. Now, the website again, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Go there and check it out. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we had a question in the chat room.
That's right, Captain. Al in the chat room tonight is asking if we could speculate on why William Barr seems to be absent, he's asking, on the lawlessness going on in some of these states.
Well, he's not absent. He's doing what he can do. And you have to understand there are several hundred people in each department, whether it's the Attorney General, Department of Justice, the State Department, the Department of Defense, whatever, that were inserted there when Barack Obama left. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
And we were told about that, and we were told it was being done for a reason. And we you and I went on for hours at a time explaining to the audience they were going to be there to be pains in the butt, because what is it about a federal employee that you can't do?
Well, you can't really fire them.
That's right. You cannot fire a federal employee unless they either get caught, A, stealing, or B, lying under oath, okay? And so far, that hasn't happened with but just a handful of them. So you've got these people in the middle tier that are in there kind of blocking things, and that's what the problem is. Now, used to be, years ago, when a president would come in, they would ask for the resignations of everyone in the department, whoever it was, whatever agency it was.
That's right. That's right. And I don't think the Trump administration did that.
Not at all. Not at all.
So that's unfortunately is an unforced error by them.
Well, it most certainly is, because that's the first thing I would have done, knowing that these people were inserted in there, because we talked about it when it was done and when Obama said he was doing it.
Yep.
But that's the problem, Al, and unfortunately, we can't do anything about it until we do one of two things, either vote the bums out or vote the people in that will give us the majority in the Congress, the House of Representatives, and the Senate, and keep the White House. Then we might be able to do something about it.
Well, no, exactly right. Because the American people, Captain, they are absolutely fed up with watching the kinds of violence that they see every single night on the news and in many cases out their window.
Well, we all are, because it's millions and millions of dollars, perhaps even billions at this point, that's been destroyed in terms of businesses. And these are black neighborhoods, some of them, not all of them, but black neighborhoods with minority black businesses. They've driven people out of business. They'll never be able to come back. Never.
Well, see, that's the terrible, terrible reality of it all. And even so, in downtown areas like Portland or Seattle, can you imagine having your office in some building downtown where you expect your employees to come mm-hmm. every day and do their work and all this with basically a war zone going on around you?
Yeah. Now, let's talk about Joe Biden, because apparently all is not well with the vice presidential picks. Now, the number one pick we've been told and we've been thinking and assuming was Senator Kamala Harris, correct?
Right.
Well, she has had a discussion or a disagreement of some sort with the Biden people over something, and you know what the something is, don't you?
Well, I think that it's because she's not willing to sort of do a mea culpa on the on challenging Biden and attacking him the way she did in the debate.
Yeah, and apologize, say, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I shouldn't have done that, and I please forgive me," or something like that, right?
Exactly.
Well, she hasn't done it, and I don't expect her to. But in the meantime, guess who's emerged as the number one?
Well, I'm thinking maybe Susan Rice. Yeah.
That's absolutely correct. Susan Rice has now emerged as the number one because she's the good little soldier like she was with Obama. Remember she went out there and stuck her neck out online and lied about Benghazi?
Oh, yeah. All the Sunday morning shows.
And then she wound up getting promoted and wound up getting a job further up the ladder instead of just being the U.N. ambassador.
Right.
Yeah.
And as you said, she's a good soldier, one would think. Different than Kamala Harris. Of all the things Kamala Harris is and how she acts and so forth, I think she wants to call her own shots. But I think
she does. Yeah. She follows. See, Kamala Harris wants to be the boss of applesauce, absolutely.
Yeah.
But Susan Rice follows orders.
Exactly right. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That hits it right on the head.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is we talked a little bit kind of vaguely about the Seattle and the Portland mayors. And, of course, we've seen what's been going on there. And I told you that I believe that they were complicit in what was going on around the country. As a matter of fact, I believe that they are aiding and abetting the people that are creating the violence and doing the burning by their inability to be able to do anything because they don't want to upset the apple cart. But the tables now are being turned, in particular on Seattle's Democratic mayor, who is actively now working to protect the protesters from federal agents. She wants to sit down and talk to the federal agents about, well, can't you just leave these people alone? I mean, they're peaceful and they're not there to do anything. Really? They come down the street, 1,000 or 2,000 of them, and all of a sudden 500 or 600 of them break off and go over and try to burn down the courthouse.
Right.
I mean, that's peaceful, right?
Well, I guess it's mostly peaceful. You know, we're told every single day, Captain, that the, you know, mostly peaceful protests. I mean, can you imagine if you said, well, I'm going to go out to eat, or I'm going to go over here. I just hope it's mostly peaceful throughout the night. That just doesn't make any sense. But yet we're told to try to accept this.
Now, to our friends in Kentucky who are listening to us, right now, they're having to put up with what the rest of us are having to put up with, which they haven't had to. The Kentucky governor ordered the bars closed and reduced the capacity of the restaurants to where the restaurants can only have maybe half as many people or no more than 50 or whatever the number is. I haven't seen the number, so I can't speak intelligently about it. But closing the bars in Kentucky is like declaring a natural disaster.
Well, no kidding. And again, Captain, I don't know how the mathematics can work for not only if you have to close the doors to your business indefinitely, but if you could only be at a certain capacity. Restaurants have to be able to have a very, you know, certain amount of capacity in order to even just break even. It's one of the hardest businesses in the world that you could ever get into.
You bet.
Yeah, and so, again, you know, we're just seeing good people having to die on the vine only because of these kinds of shutdowns and regulations. And it begs the question, you know, what next? And what's going to happen to these people? And yet there's got to be a way to be able to do things safely, because a lot of these closures start to feel pretty arbitrary when you can go do other things. You can go to the home improvement store, for example, all the live long day.
Yeah, that's true. And you can also go to Lowe's Depot or Home Depot and all that sort of stuff, as you said, and get what you need to have and do what you want to do. Now, the rich are donating a whole bunch of money right now for the mail-in voter fight that's going on, $100 million and counting.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
And that's something the Democrats are pushing because they want that, because they believe that they can control the vote, and they can. I've seen what happens when I sat there in 2006 and made sure all the absentee ballots were counted from the military, because the Democrats were trying to get ballots thrown out for just stupid stuff. I mean, well, look, this thing is wet. How do we know what this is? It's wet. Well, it's a damn pinhole in it. You know, where they did the puncture hole or whatever they call it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Chads.
Yeah. Well, no, this wasn't a Chad. This was, put your pen on there and you covered in an area, but if you push the pen hard enough, you could see the mark on the paper.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So consequently, it was very easy to tell who voted and how they voted. And, well, this has got blood on it. We can't tell about that bull. Let me see it. You know, and like I said, everyone, and I made them count every freaking ballot that came through. Every ballot.
I can imagine. Well, yeah, that must have been quite a time.
Well, I was going toe-to-toe with some of these big shot lawyers from the Democrats that thought that they knew more than your average country boy over here, but none of them had served in the military, so they didn't know what they were looking at.
Right.
They didn't know what they were looking at, so I had them one up on that. And even the supervisor of elections took me as being an expert on it, having seen those kind of ballots before and having actually used them many years ago. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with us. We're going to do the first Truckers Highway and Byway report out there. And, you know, we've got a whole bunch of rain coming across the southern part of the United States now that Hannah is gone, but that's being replaced by some other stuff coming in. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high quality N95
N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And it's time for our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. You know, when you see that sign for the Flying J or the Pilot Travel Center up ahead of you, pull on in there. You're going to be pleasantly surprised. And if you go in there and tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, too. If you got one of those Flying J cups, one of those big travel cups, guess what? They'll fill that up with either soda or coffee for you, too, as a refill. All right, well, we are going to rock. So, Steve in Thailand, get ready.
Come home.
handle, calls the mama, I'm so all to handle now, just around. Kendall calls her mama, I'm so all to handle now, just around. Calls
them,
I'm so hard to handle.
Oh, yeah. Those are the Black Crowes, and I'll tell you what, they get it going. They really get it going. I'm going to bring Kyle in here. Okay, are you sitting down yet?
Well, I was dancing around, no doubt.
All right, well, let me just read this right off the bat here. First of all, heavy rain may cause flash flooding across portions of the North High Plains, South Plains, and the Central Gulf Coast today, with strong to severe storms in the Middle Atlantic, and the Middle Atlantic may also produce some locally heavy rainfall. Critically, fire weather threats are out west in the Northwest, which we've got a big fire raging out there now. Carl will tell you about it, including the potential of dry thunderstorms, and that's when the problems begin in a fire threat advisory area. Now, heat and humidity is building across the East Coast through the midweek, and we've got some really warm temperatures going up the I-95 corridor from North Carolina all the way to Maine. Okay, Kyle, take it away with the West.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're going to start tonight in Northern California, where we do have some fires burning. We've got the July Complex Fire, as it's called. This is near Canby, California. It's in the Modoc National Forest. It first started back on July 22nd. It is now as much as 66,800 acres. They say it's 30% contained. Now, the U.S. Forest Service has said that Highway 97 is closed at Highway 139 in that area. Also, we have the Adams Fire, which is of note. That was first reported on Monday, on July 27th, yesterday. It's about 10 miles south of Doyle. It had closed down U.S. 395 in that area for a short time, but we have the report now that U.S. 395 is back open. Also, the Gold Fire continues in Lassen County. It looks like it's about 60% contained right now. We don't know of any major closures that we're seeing at this time, but you might be encountering smoke in those areas. I think that's around the Susanville area. But also now the heat also is a major story. Heat advisory in central Washington with Spokane moving on down. That becomes a fire weather warning, and this would be many miles east of Salem and Eugene. Again, in central Oregon, we have fire weather warnings. That spreads all the way over to Idaho, southern Idaho as well. Now, also in Arizona, we have another major heat watch and heat event going on. Could go upwards of 117 degrees.
Whoa.
As well. And so if you're in the Phoenix area, the Tucson area, you're going to have, number one, bad air quality, we understand, and also that excessive heat watch, which extends up through the area of Las Vegas as well, and, of course, throughout the California desert. So that's what it looks like in the West tonight, Captain.
Now, we've got a bunch of rain that's developed along the I-40 corridor in New Mexico, down about halfway down through New Mexico, as well as over in the panhandle of Texas, Lubbock, Texas, Amarillo, Texas, Oklahoma, pretty much all the way to the Arkansas line and then up the I-44 corridor through Tulsa up towards Missouri. And it is moving to the east. It's got rain, lots of rain, flash flood watches and warnings in there, in that area. And just be very, very careful. About half of Oklahoma is inundated with rain, about half of New Mexico and the entire panhandle section on down through Lubbock, Texas, all the way across into Oklahoma. Now, down in Louisiana, around New Orleans, east over into Mississippi, you've got an area of rain there with flash flooding going on as well right now. And starting about central North Carolina, just a little bit east of I-95, but then it catches up to the folks in Virginia. When you get up towards the Virginia line, you're going to have some very warm temperatures today. Highs 90 to 95 degrees with a heat factor well up over 100, 105. And, of course, in those apartment complexes going up through Baltimore and D.C. and Philadelphia where you don't have air conditioning and New York City, you are going to be absolutely scorching. And when we talk to Chris Markowski here coming up at hour number three, we'll ask him how he likes the heat. And then that heat continues across Long Island, up through southern New York, up over into Connecticut, up into Rhode Island, up through the Boston, Massachusetts area, and right about the tip of New Hampshire, almost to Maine, and it looks like it's going to keep on going that away because we got some really hot temperatures over there today.
Absolutely. That's exactly right, Captain. And when the heat does come up like that, you got to take precautions. You got to be drinking fluids and you got to be ready for that because that is nothing to mess around with.
No. And, of course, folks, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report always brought to you by our friends at your Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pull on in there, and when you see the sign for the Pilot or the Flying J, pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'd like to have your free cup of coffee. And if you got one of those Pilot mugs, guess what? No problemo. You're going to be able to get it, and they'll fill it right up with either a hot coffee or a soda, whatever it is that you want to get. All right, well, we're going to go back and we're going to round out here with a little bit more of this music because Steve wants to rock some more. So here we go. Kyle and I will be right back.
Candle calls a mama, I'm so hard to handle now, just around.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, there you go, folks. That's the Black Crowes, Too Hot to Handle, going to break. And that was for Steve in Thailand. We let him hear most of the song. So there you go, Steve. Coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.